0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Dika chitika, musavimberera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Concerns raised over poor access to education and health services in Mississi. Female fetus are discovered in a toilet at Kabwe bus station. In African news, oil tycoons deny paying bribes to former Nigerian minister. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A resident of Mississi Compound in Lusaka has raised concerns over a number of challenges affecting the community. Charity Njolovu told Kumbon Radio News that during the My Right, My Voice, My Vote program that she has never seen residents benefit from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, but instead only hears about developments in other constituencies through the media. She says one of the major challenges in the area is the lack of government schools, which forces pupils to travel long distances to access education in areas such as Kabwata and Kamwala. Ms. Njolovu adds that she would welcome the construction of a school within the community to ease the burden on learners. Meanwhile, Ms. Njolovu has also called on the government to consider establishing a clinic close to the people, noting that the area only has a maternity wing without a fully functioning health facility. The Kabwe Municipal Council Public Health Team, working alongside officers from the Zambia Police, has recovered a female fetus believed to be between 4 and 6 months old. The remains have been discovered in a ladies' toilet at Lukanga Intercity bus station in Kabwe. According to a statement obtained by Kumbon Radio News, the fetus has been respectively transferred to Kabwe Central Hospital mortuary. The council has indicated that the remains will be kept at the mortuary to allow for further investigations by the police. Authorities have since appealed to members of the public with any information that may assist in the investigation to report to the nearest police station. The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, and the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, have agreed to jointly prosecute suppliers of substandard products to protect consumers and the environment. Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Piri, says the move aims to deter offenders through visible prosecutions, stressing that individuals and companies are supplying standard goods must face the law. He adds that penalties, including forfeiture, will be key in curbing the vice. Mr. Piri has also called for stronger enforcement across products and services and supporting plans to train prosecutors in handling such cases.
It's like anything goes, and the Zambians are not so demanding, you know, unfortunately, and people are exploited. So for me, these are concerning issues. The law is a force that can be used for change, and I think that your act empowers you to act in that regard. So you find the NPA a willing party in ensuring that fulfill your mandate, that we work together in prosecuting. That I can pledge, that we will ensure that we work together in that regard. Because at the end of the day, we are all interested in serving the Zambian people, providing a better service. So I really welcome this partnership, and I look forward to having our prosecutors enlightened and us working together.
Meanwhile, ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga wants that non-compliant products on the market pose a serious risk to public health, safety, and the environment.
Although the legal framework is clear, enforcement of the provisions of the Act depends on consistent, timely, and decisive action on the part of the agency, and also support from the National Prosecution Authority, as prosecution is a key part of ensuring that there is continued compliance by market players, and also it does help with deterring would-be offenders. Of late, we have noted with concern that there are some market players that consistently supply products that have not been licensed by the agency, and these products may pose a significant risk to the health and safety of our citizens.
A resident of the Indeko area in Mukushi district, Samson Mulenga, has expressed concern over the shortage of clean and safe drinking water in the community. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Mulenga described the situation as critical, saying it requires urgent intervention to safeguard public health and improve living conditions for residents. He has since called on relevant authorities to address the challenge by drilling boreholes and providing other sustainable and reliable water sources in the area. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitengo, Zama Oda, Zamenja Landira, Ife, pa Company Radio, Nizi.
Sister KG Chihuahua, 130. Sister KG Derele, 280. Sister KG Kalembula, 120. Sister KG Ondwe, 120. Sister KG Repu, 220. Sister KG Mupilu, 120. Sister KG Rumanda, 120. Sister KG Impwa, 250. Sister KG Chinese, 130. Sister KG Kandolo, 230. 25 KG, 120. Sister KG Shava, Charimbana, 450. 25 KG Tute, Afreshi, 350. Bokosi ya tomato, 280. Onyoni ya redi, ponchu ya mutu, 550. Iribe mutu, 300. Onyoni ya white, ponchu ya mutu, 450. Iribe mutu, 250. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tre ya maegesi, 74.